seated. War is a science with rules to be applied, which good soldiers appreciate, recall and recapitulate before they go to decimate the other side. And now, gentlemen, study this map. This is the plan for tomorrow's battle. The army of the enemy is stationed on the hill, so we've got to bring them down here, and this is how we will. Our men in the ravine, that's this area in green, will move across the valley where they plainly can be seen, and the enemy in blue will undoubtedly pursue, for that's what you depend upon an enemy to do. Then to guarantee their folly, we'll bring bowmen into play, who will fire just one volley and retire to point A. And then
the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Hark, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear a grateful nation's cheers.
Pippin, sit down immediately.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes.
War is a science, a breeding ground for brains. For though I cannot write my name, the men whose pens have brought them fame write endless paragraphs explaining my campaigns. Now, when the foes see our soldiers marching through the lee, they will mount a charge and meet us on a point I've labeled B, and their bowmen on the hill, in yellow on the map, will leave their posts and join the rest and fall into our trap. They will cut off reinforcements and retreat of any kind, bearing principles of enfilade and defilade in mind. And if all the ploys we pick to really work to bring to pass occur, we won't have just a victory, we'll have ourselves a massacre. And then
the men go marching out into the fray, conquering the enemy and carrying the day. Hark, the blood is pounding in our ears. Jubilations, we can hear a grateful nation.
Pippin, I shall not caution you again.
In conclusion, gentlemen, now listen to me closely. I'll endeavor to explain what separates a charlatan from a Charlemagne. A rule confessed by generals illustrious and various, the pompous as a Pompey or daring as a Darius. A simple rule that every great man knows by heart. It's smarter to be lucky than it's lucky to be smart. But if the fates feel frivolous and all our plans they smother, well, suppose this war does shrivel us, there'll always be another. And gentlemen, and then. Now, gentlemen, now.
Conquering the enemy and carrying the day.
Heart,
the blood is pounding in our ear.
Jubilation.